Good morning, church. Today's scripture is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. The title of the today's sermon is Joy in the Lord. Have you ever experienced a joyful moment? I believe everyone has had experienced a joyful moment, especially when things happen that we have expected too much. We are so joyful. Back in my senior high school, it was so hard to get into college, career, the university in Korea, because there were four times multiple students number than the numbers of capability for freshmen in university. It was like a baby boomer's phenomenon. So the pass rate of the entrance exam was one out of the four nationwide in Korea at a time. The entrance exam to the university was so important. Well, nowadays, it's not like that, but when I was in high school, back in my senior high school, it was like that. Still, I remember the day when I took that exam, and the first week of December, I took that exam. And the result came out last week of December, so I couldn't enjoy my time during Christmas season because of a hypertonic strain. I was so nervous, When I called the center to get informed the result of my entrance exam of university, my heart was bursting out and I couldn't breathe, I just called and talked to the operator, and she said, I told her my name and number, and I was waiting for the result, and she said, pass. Yes, I got into university, and I was so joyful and thankful to God. Well, I was waiting for my father coming home because I wanted to let him know the result. And when my father came, I jumped to him and shouting in joy. But there are many other stories about joyful moments in my life. And I'm very sure you also have many, many joyful moments and memory in your life. Today, I am talking about one of God's will for us to be joyful. I just shared an example of a joyful moment, but all our joy has a reason, such as passing the exam and having newborn babies, or getting job that I wanted and getting married to my loved one, recovering from sickness, etc. Our joy has a reason. That means our joy as a human being is very conditional. We are joyful when we heard cancer-free after cancer surgery. And we are joyful when we heard something that I wanted to hear. Very conditional joy we have. However, today's scripture we just read presented us that we have to be joyful not because of any conditions, but because of the Lord. Let's see it again. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Okay, I see the Bible says rejoice, but what is the reason we can rejoice? Do I pass the exam? Or do I hear that I am cancer-free? Do I hear that I got that job that I really wanted to get? What is the condition of rejoicing? The scripture says, rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, according to the scripture we just read today, we have to rejoice in the Lord because of the reason to be joyful is not depending on any condition, but it only depends on the Lord. You know why? Because it is about God. It is not about us. It is not about you nor me, but it is about God. Well, conditional joy is about us, but unconditional joy is about God. What God asks us is to be joyful in trusting in God. The reason that I can rejoice is because I trust in God. I believe in the Lord in any circumstances. Let's look at the first Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. That is one of the favorite scriptures that I really like it, these scriptures, and they're very famous one. And it says, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In any circumstances, we have to be joyful. We have to pray, and we have to give our thanks to the Lord, because that is God's will for us in the Lord. Only because of God, only because of Jesus Christ, I can rejoice. That is only the reason to be joyful. That is only the reason I can stay in joy. I trust in God. I believe in the Lord. That doesn't mean that God will do whatever I want Him to do, but I believe in the Lord that God is fulfilling His will and plans for us, although it could be unexpected way to me. What I do is trust in God. So that is only the possible to be joyful in the Lord. People trusting in God can be joyful. Again, people trusting in God can be joyful. The people trusting in God can rejoice in any circumstances because they believe in God. You know, we say God loves us unconditionally, so we call it unconditional love. Well, it is truth that God's love for us is unconditional love. Unconditional love means it is not related to any conditions. The love we mostly practice is very conditional because we are human beings. We cannot practice unconditional love to one another, even between parents and kids, between husband and wife. Our love is very, very conditional. Well, between mom and an infant baby, we can see little glimpse of the unconditional love, but usually the human beings, we cannot do unconditional love. Absolutely not. It's not possible because we are human beings. But however, God loves us, unconditional love. That means God knows how much we committed sins against God, but still God never abandoned His love for us. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." This verse presents us unconditional love. So the unconditional love is divine blessings, God's blessing for us. We are all loved by God no matter what we've done, no matter who we are. It is not human's ability or capacity to practice the unconditional love. However, there's one thing that we as human beings can do, can practice to God. And that is unconditional gratitude. Unconditional love is divine nature and God's blessings for us, but unconditional gratitude is what we have for God in faith. We thank people and we thank God for many reasons. For example, we say thank you for the gift and thank you for being with me and thank you for your words, your kind words, and thank you for encouraging me, etc. But I can tell you, we people can do unconditional gratitude to God no matter what happened, no matter what we would be. It is only possible in the faith in God. Because I believe in God, because I believe He is my Savior, I put my all futures, all my trust into God's hand. So I can do advanced thanks to God. I can do advanced thank to God. Not because everything will be fine in my plans and will, but because everything will be used for God's glory and God's kingdom. So unconditional gratitude is only based on the unshaken faith in God that God is doing everything according to His plan and according to His will. And His plan and will is based on unconditional love to us. So unconditional love from God to us and unconditional gratitude from us to God should combine together. Because unconditional love cannot be complete without unconditional gratitude, as well as unconditional gratitude cannot be complete without unconditional love. You see here, synergy between God and us, unconditional love and unconditional gratitude. The reason that I can be joyful in God is because I have unconditional gratitude to God. The Bible says, rejoice. Well, how can I rejoice? With some conditions? Because of cancer-free? The only reason that I can rejoice is because I believe in God's unconditional love for me. That's why I trust in Him. Although I don't have any idea about my near future, neither far future, I can rejoice because I trust in God's unconditional love. That's why the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord, we can rejoice. Then what? Let's look at the Bible again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guide your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, do not be anxious about anything. Anything. Do not be anxious, but rejoice in the Lord. Pray to God in joy and thankfulness. Then the peace of God will guide our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Do we have a peace of God in you? If so, we are rejoicing in the Lord. Rejoice, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. His love never abandoned us. So I choose to rejoice. I choose to be joyful in my life because God is my shelter, because God is my castle, because God is my salvation. Let's rejoice in any circumstances, and God's peace will be with us. Amen.